This is basic. That's why it's the essential employment law, so a lot of you probably already know this. But FMLA covers those employers with 50 or more employees. For the employee to be eligible, they have to be employed at least 12 months, have worked at least 1,250 hours during the prior 12 months before the leave request, which is about 24 hours a week. And there has to be 50 employees within a 75-mile radius of the employer's work site. Now, I don't know if I have a specific slide on this, so I'll say that work site for people who are outside sales will be where they get their instructions from. So if you have one employee in every state, you have 50 employees out there that do sales, and they all report to the corporate headquarters in Dallas, they're all going, if you have 50 employees or 47 employees or 42 employees in Dallas, then you're gonna get there, right? So don't assume that because you got one salesperson or a sales force of three people in another city, that if they're all reporting back into a corporate headquarters, that's the site that you're looking at for purposes of your account. So don't assume that they're not entitled to that leave. Okay, you have to look at the possibility of an integrated enterprise, or there's also the joint employer enterprise. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on this other than to say that when you're trying to figure out whether or not you as an employer have at least the 50 to be covered, you got to be looking at it from the standpoint of, are there employees of a related entity in some way that I have to count those employees as well? So you're looking at things like common ownership, integrated type of, I have a warehouse and then I have manufacturing, but they may be under separate corporate entities, but they're right across the street from one another.